Rockwood's mandate includes educating people here at home about the causes of poverty and inequality and promoting change. We are not simply a posting organisation which sends out money without asking why certain things are the way they are and what has caused them. And in regard to climate change, there are some human causes. There may be cyclical causes as well, but there are certainly some human causes for climate change. And consequently, there are questions of justice and injustice involved in that. And we see it as part of our Lenten campaign each year to focus on one aspect of that has an educational context, content or a campaigning content within it. We certainly, we're interested in raising funds, but we are also interested in helping to educate people as to why things are the way they are.
Mm. Now, would you see that there's a link between what you're doing and what people would have regarded long ago as missionaries going out with a pastoral role? Would Trugra have that as part of their brief as well?
Not in the sense of a religious pastoral role, but certainly in the sense of asking the questions as to why things are and how we might be able to change them. Improving the lot of people is certainly a pastoral function, I think, helping develop a better educational system, a better social system, a better agricultural system. Mm-hmm. These are factors that I think are significant and important. And we are still doing that type of work.
Mm. There's obviously some link, you know, when you think back on, say, the campaign last year, which was the gender one. That was a huge awareness raising one as well, wasn't it?
It was, because in the case of gender, we are aware that the people who suffer most in regard to poverty in the developing world are women, that they are far more likely to carry the burden of poverty than men are. They're more likely to be illiterate. They're more likely to suffer from poor health consequences. And that was the issue last year. This year, it is on climate change. Let me give you just one or two things on climate change. In Ireland, per head of population, we are contributing 10 tonnes per annum into the carbon emissions. In India, that's 1 tonne per annum. In Africa, it is a tenth of a tonne per annum. We are contributing 100 times per head of Irish population than what Africa is doing.
Mm.
That's one issue. Let me mention another, and this is one that we'd be fairly familiar with. In the Caribbean, there are now 3 times more cyclones and tornadoes and hurricanes than there were 30 years ago in the 1970s.
Mm.
That is a direct result of the heating of the water, which is one of the effects of climate change. And the human activity is contributing to that.
Mm.
And Trocra is concerned, particularly in Central America, with regard to the hurricanes. And we've been involved 10 years ago, Hurricane Mitch in Honduras.
Mm.
But as I said, we're familiar from our own news media that these are certainly having a serious effect on the southern states of America.
Yeah. Now, when you talk about climate change, is that likely in the short term to have adverse effects on the people out there? Because after all, they're going to be developing their industries and they need to be educated in how to do that in an environmentally friendly way, which may not get them onto the marketplace.
I'd be starting, and Throker would be starting, from the inequality and the injustice of the current situation, where we're contributing 100 times to the carbon emissions than they are in Africa. So allowance would have to be made to allow them to develop their economy to such an extent that their contributions will increase, but they have to increase at our cost. We have to be ready to reduce ours so that they can lift theirs a portion.
Mm. So what would you want the Irish people to do this year, as well as contributing to the Troika box?
We'd want them to develop an understanding of the issues of carbon footprint, that there are effects that if we are putting more carbon into the climate that it does have. Now, we're a small country, and obviously our own individual contribution won't be too significant. But unless, as a people, we develop that consciousness, then all our talk will be hypocritical. We have a specific issue. We are suggesting to government that there would be a carbon tax, that there would be a specific 3% tax on carbon emissions, and that this would be used to help people in the developing world to adjust, to adapt to the issues of climate change in their own areas. And we would see that this would be additional to any future commitment to raising our own overseas development aid, that this carbon tax would not be seen simply as part of that, but would be an extra.